The American man with a dangerous form of tuberculosis is under guard in an Atlanta hospital, and health workers in a number of countries are trying to track down people he may have exposed to the disease on his way to Europe and back. The dramatic episode represents the first time in more than four decades that the United States has invoked its authority to isolate and quarantine people with certain infectious diseases. Health experts say it also exposes serious gaps in that authority. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
In an hour-long conference call with reporters this afternoon, officials at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention were beset by questions of what went wrong. In particular, how the unnamed man with extensively drug-resistant TB could have been allowed to leave the U.S. for a European wedding and honeymoon, and then flown back from Prague to Montreal despite stern official warnings not to travel on commercial aircraft.
We did everything that we could by reaching out to the various systems and tools that we had. And by the time we learned that he was gone and we're reaching out to that, he had already moved on.
Dr. Marty Cetron is the CDC's chief of global migration and quarantine. He says the case was a breakdown of the usual measures, which rely on moral suasion.
What it points out is that, you know, this is a cooperation of public good, public trust, this covenant of trust, and we need to rely on people to do the right thing, and we don't move quickly to compulsory orders for isolation or quarantine, for that matter, and we take the use of those quite seriously.
But experts say it also points out that compulsory orders, when the government resorts to them, are really a paper tiger. Dr. Mario Raviglione heads the World Health Organization's Stop TB program. He says laws barring potentially infectious people from traveling only work if they're uniform among nations.
If that is not uniform, at the moment it is not, then there is very little you can do, frankly.
The best approach, of course, is to prevent someone with a potentially dangerous infection from traveling.
So that you don't really create the case that we have now. That's the first thing to be done. And I think the most important lesson really is how we prevent this type of episodes to happen again in the future.
But this case reveals that's not easy to do. By the emerging accounts, county public health officials in Georgia were apparently reluctant, uncertain, or unclear about how to stop the man from traveling. They advised him not to, but CDC officials say he left before they could put it in writing. And once such a person has boarded a commercial aircraft, there's no law that says airlines have to tell public authorities who else was on the flight who might have been exposed. Raviglione of the WHO says in the past, airlines have had very different attitudes about releasing that information.
There were some that were very cooperative. There are some that were totally non-cooperative, basically saying we will never, provide data to anyone. As simple as that. And so if then you don't have a law in a country that allows the government to say, no, you do provide the data, then, you're stuck.
Part of the reason is concern over confidentiality. Part of the reason is the cost of keeping track. Officials are well aware of the gaps in their legal authority. A year ago, the CDC proposed regulations updating their authority to isolate and quarantine those with infectious diseases. Those regulations have gotten bogged down in controversy. Lawrence Gostin of Georgetown University Law School thought of those regulations when he heard about this week's case.
Here is another case where we have a potentially serious infectious disease that could affect the United States, and we still don't have the legal tools to make sure that we do it properly and constitutionally.
Gostin says he can sympathize with the TB patient's decision to come back to the U.S. for treatment, no matter what officials were telling him.
Most American citizens would want to come immediately back to the U.S. for treatment. I think that's the right instinct. Unfortunately, if you've got a highly infectious disease, you have to resist that impulse.
He hopes the case will finally break the logjam on modernizing the nation's quarantine laws and that other countries will follow suit. Richard Knox, NPR News.